here on WPHM on this Friday morning. Thank you so much to St. Clair County Commissioner Bill Greattop for making the drive up from Algonac. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How is it out there?
It's pretty nasty. It really is. The freeways were pretty good shape, but the side roads still need a lot of attention. Cars are going, 25, 35 in a 50 zone, so just being cautious.
St. Clair County Board of Commissioners met last night. You got a lot on your plate right now, including the potential for a new county park in your district.
Well, I am so excited. If you can hear it in my voice, I've been on this for almost 8 years. It's 28 miles. I know people are tired of hearing it. It's 28 miles from my house to the closest county park. And it's not just my house. It's everybody that is in that end of the county. And everybody in my end of the county, in my district, pays the same taxes for parks as everybody else. You could probably put yourself in a central location and drive to four or five different county parks and be there in 5 to 10 minutes. In my area, you're driving 45 minutes to get to a county park. And so, obviously, most people don't use them, even though they pay for them.
Yeah, that's a great point. And a lot of the county park development that's happened in the last 10 or 15 years in St. Clair County has come up just basically because properties become available.
We are very fortunate that we did find a 9.5-acre piece down there, and we actually have been trying to buy that thing for about 8 years, but it just never quite worked out. The seller or the buyers or whoever... I won't put the blame on anybody. I will just say that it just hasn't worked out. But all of a sudden, with a combination of a few things, we got Six Rivers Conservancy involved. Chris Bunch and his guys were absolutely awesome. We actually sent them in to do the negotiating for us, figured that maybe we had tainted the thing a little bit with the owner. I mean, there was a little barbing between mm-hmm. them. And so we sent in somebody else. And he had somebody with him from McLaren Macomb Hospital, who's going to be the beneficiary of some of his inheritance someday. So they kind of worked all the rough edges out, and the rest of it just kind of fall into place.
There you go.
The nice part about this is it's not just St. Clair County and the parks putting this together. We're getting cooperation from some of the people down that way. For example, Artie Bryson and the people in Clay Township have offered up about $200,000 to help us with the match money, probably in the neighborhood of $5 million. So they're helping out with some of, $500,000. I get excited here sometimes, But they're helping out with that. Pete Beauregard, who owns the Algonac Harbor Club, is right next door to us, and he's offered to give us two parcels of land that he has that are landlocked. And in so doing, we'll pick up, maybe another acre, maybe another 75 feet of frontage, another 300 feet on a canal, and then a small island. And we're just sitting here spinning in our minds, what are we going to do with this and how are we going to develop it? What can we do with that island? And the first thing Artie said to me was, well, let's build a small bridge over there. And I said, Artie, let's put in a ferry. And he thought, what are we not going to call it Champions Ferry, are we? I said, no. I said, no, seriously, put in one of these old-fashioned pull yourself across barges. Maybe put a small crank on it, some that grandma can even crank it. And you only have to go across maybe a 30-foot mm-hmm. piece there and put a canopy on the top of this thing, put some seats on it, and you have to take this little barge to get across to this island. Then on the island, maybe we do some sort of a canopy or a pavilion or something, and maybe make it a wedding destination for people that would like to get married on the North Channel by cranking a barge over to a... I just make it something really unique.
Absolutely.
You got to slow me down a little bit here.
No, that's all right. I can tell you're excited because this is something that that part of the county could really use. And when you get a sort of a blank slate like that, you start thinking, what can we do with it?
Oh, my God. My mind just keeps going over and over to all the things that we can do with it.
What's the timeline? What has to happen next for this to occur?
Well, we now have the paperwork in place. It's been approved by the Board of Commissioners last night for final action. So at this point, Six Rivers Conservancy will come up with the cash for us. They will buy the property. Once they buy that property, then they're holding it for us. I don't know what you would call it. It's not in a trust, but it's in some sort of a holding pattern for us. But once we have that in place, then we can go ahead and apply for the DNR land grant trust fund money. They'll pay up to 74% of the value. We'll pay the other 26%. That has to be in before April. That takes about 6-7 months. So probably November, maybe December, we will know if we get it. If we do get it, then we pay back Six Rivers Conservancy, and it's ours, and we can start moving from there. I'm going to guess a year and a half to 2 years to develop the park, but But again, that's just a guess that I'm reaching out for. I didn't buy my bathing suit yet, Paul. It's gonna be.
but it's on the Amazon wish list.
It is for
sometime soon. Well, that's exciting.
It is, and I appreciate all the support that we are getting from everybody. The article in the paper yesterday. I know I gave Caleb a radio spot a couple days ago, so that we could break it out there. We were going to try to sit on it, and as it turned out, it got out. You know, these things just you can't sit on very long. We wound up waiting just a little bit longer, but as it was, it came out, so we kind of had to rush to go ahead and get it out there. And I had the very good fortune of being able to go to the Algonac City Council meeting last Tuesday, and that's when it had broken earlier that day, so I said, I might as well go ahead and tell them. And I know that in their packets it said, confidential, do not say this, and they had the information in there, but it was confidential. And I said, I know it says confidential, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys. It's my pleasure to tell you. And I got excellent response from them. I got a great ovation from the audience and the people in there. They've just been waiting for something like this to come along. And one of the council members, Corey Blair, said, I didn't tell anybody except my wife. And I turned around, and she was sitting right behind me. And I turned around, and I looked at her, and I said, I heard the leak was from Algonac, but I'm not sure. So, but Corey and Kim are great people. I get along real well with them, so we can kind of barb a little bit like that.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, for sure. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
On a more serious note down there, still dealing with water issues, aren't you?
We got a report last night. Justin Westmiller from our emergency services group came in and handed all of us a report. And I wish I'd have brought it, and I would have showed it to you, Paul, but I can tell you in all honesty, the forecast or the projection, which is nothing more than a guess, okay? So the best guess that the Corps can give us is that we are going to have, at the end of this month, we will be at the water level that we were at its highest point last summer. So we will be there February. Now, that's before any of the runoff, before any of the melting, before the spring rains and things like that. The projection is probably 7 or 8 inches more water than the highest point last year.
How is that even possible? Where is that all going to go?
Well, I will tell you this. We have, you know, Algonac's known as the Venice of Michigan. There are a tremendous amount of canals, and not just in Algonac, but Marine City and up into part of, like, going down Point Drive in East China Township there. All those places are lowlands, and you bring up that much more water, you are going to be wet. I can tell you in all honesty, last year on the highest days that I saw it, M29 along the Dyke Road, 3 or 4 more inches, and Dyke was going to be wet. So if you bring in 6 or 7, we're going to have water. Now, I don't know what we're going to do to keep that main highway open. That'll be up to MDOT to decide what they want to do to keep that thing open. It's the only way in and out of the area around the Algonac Clay area. I mean, you can go all the way back in, you know, and snake your way around the back, but no, you got to have that main trunk line open.
Yeah. So, you need an awful lot of sandbags.
Yeah. And I ask Algonac to put it on their site. I'm going to ask everybody else to put it on their websites. We're going to put it on the county. FEMA just put out, and this is going to sound like an oxymoron, but FEMA just put out a really good publication on insurance and flood insurance. It's the best piece I think I have ever seen. It tells you who qualifies, how you get it, where you get it. It tells you what it covers, what it doesn't cover. It talks about your contents. It tells you you've got to have it 30 days before flooding and anything like that. So I am encouraging anybody that is in that position that they need to get out there, and don't wait till the spring. Do it now. Do it today. Get your sandbags, get your berms, whatever you need to do. Wife and I were just over on Harson's Island about 2 weeks ago having breakfast at the Schoolhouse Grill, talking to some of the local residents. One of them was in the process of building a berm that day. The other was in the process of putting sandbags up that day. I'm talking midwinter here.
Yeah.
They've got it down right. They're doing the right thing. And the other thing, the other message that I want to send out there is that you are responsible for your own property. Nobody's going to swoop in and take care of you. It's just not going to happen. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
The local governments will help as much as they can. They may give you some sand. They may give you some sandbags. They may be able to direct you to places or contractors, whatever you might need. The county is going to be looking at infrastructure. Can we keep the roads open? Can we keep all of the things that are important to us in the water treatment plants and the sewer plants and things of that nature? Can we keep all of that from flooding and being open? And the other thing that this high water does, Paul, and I don't know if many people realize this, you know, you think nothing of draining some of the flooded yard water into a sewer cap or drain of some sort,
mm-hmm.
and the infusion of that fresh water into our water treatment facility down there in the Algonac Clay Ira area.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. We were cited this year from Eagle because of too much water infusion, and you just can't do that. So there are so many issues that are going to come into play on this.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. It's going to be. I asked Justin last night. I said, "Where's the best place to buy a good pair of knee-high boots?" He said, "No." He says, "You need the hip boots this time.
You need the hip boots, and you need probably a rowboat as well." That's terrible. Commissioner Rushing brought before the Board of Commissioners a proposal to make St. Clair County a Second Amendment sanctuary county. Where does that stand right now?
Last night, Paul, we did pass a resolution. It's the same one that was on our agenda 3 weeks ago. It contains everything that Representative Gary Eisen proposed to us, with the exception of the terms sanctuary county. And the reason that we pulled it 3 weeks ago is nobody was comfortable with the wording of everything. Nobody had done enough research to understand what all of this means, especially the sanctuary county part. So we pulled it. We all did some research. We talked to people. I talked to the sheriff, talked to the prosecutors, talked to corporation counsel, went online, chased as many articles as I could to try to find out what is a sanctuary city. And I can tell you this, Paul, it goes back to the 15th century and moves forward from there. And if you remember some of the older movies that you might see, mm-hmm. maybe the Western days, the gunman would run into the church, and that was a sanctuary for him, and nobody could go in there and arrest him and things like that. Right. So it has a long tradition of what does it really mean?
Yeah.
And most recently, it's meant illegal aliens can rest assured that they're not going to be bothered if they're mm-hmm. in a sanctuary city. But a sanctuary county, as far as the Second Amendment goes, there is no definition out there. There's no legal definition mm-hmm. out there. There's nothing that you can hang your hat on. So if I say that St. Clair County is a sanctuary county, what does that really mean, Paul? Does that mean that I can be a felon in possession of a firearm and the sheriff's not going to arrest me? I have to tell you, I talked to the sheriff, and he is going to arrest me.
Of course.
And I talked to Mike Wendling, and he is going to prosecute me. So saying it that way. Now, if you said, well, no, a sanctuary county is one where you can rest assured that your Second Amendment rights to hold and bear arms are going to be protected, then yes, we would be that. So it mm-hmm. it needs a definition, Paul.
Yeah, and this is something that a lot of counties in Michigan, I think Sanilac, Lapeer, and others in Michigan, and other states too, are taking up as a means, I think, to protect their Second Amendment rights.
I understand everybody's concern. What was going on in Virginia was on everybody's radar for quite a while there with a democratically controlled governor's office and both houses. They tried to pass some legislation. Some of it may have passed. Some of it was a little bit stronger than some of the other things. One of them, for example, and I don't know who this would really affect, one of the proposals out of Virginia was you can only buy one handgun per month. Now, I'm not sure what that means, and I'm not sure where they're going with that.
Yeah.
Personally, in my whole life, I probably haven't bought 10 handguns in my entire life, mm-hmm. and I used to be a law enforcement officer. So, and I've never bought more than one in a month.
Yeah.
I never would intend to. I would think that maybe the one person who might want to buy more than one a month would be the gun collector who was at a show and just happened to find the two pieces to complete his collection.
Could happen, sure.
So I'm reaching for a reason why they would even pass a law like that. It doesn't resonate with me as to why a law like that, they think that's going to help. So it's those things that come on people's radars. And I understand, and I don't fault anybody. You can have all the beliefs in the world you want on either side of the aisle. And that's kind of the neat part about being a county commissioner is I don't have to deal with all of that sort of stuff.
Right.
I have no control over gun laws and things of that nature. I have no control over the state laws or of the federal laws, which supersede us, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm bound to follow all the things that are passed down to me. So my job is to control the budget, to watch the spending, to watch what comes and goes, to try to bring economic development in here, to find a place to build a park for our residents. Those are the things that I focus on. And the other issues, okay, so we passed a resolution last night. However, that resolution contains no teeth, has no meaning for anybody. It's just a significant thing to, I mean, a symbolic thing to say.
It's a statement.
All we did was reaffirmed the fact that we support the Second Amendment. Yep. We reaffirmed that oath that we took when we swore in, put our hand up to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States and the state of Michigan.
There you go.
So we reaffirmed it.
Right. There was a meeting that was planned for next Monday to discuss this proposal, but now that it's been passed, I suppose there's not going to be a meeting, correct?
That is correct. We have nothing on our agenda or our plate until 2 weeks from yesterday for our next Board of Commissioners meeting, and there's nothing on there about the Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. We're going to move forward with everything that was at our meetings last night.
Yep.
But the Second Amendment was final action. The piece on the parks, that was final action. So those things are done. They're off our plate for right now.
And the parks news is exciting, isn't it?
Oh, Paul, I'm telling you.
Again, congratulations on that.
Appreciate it very much, Paul. Thank you.
Bill, thank you for coming up. Appreciate it very much.